The Sound of Invisibility, music from Once on a Rainy Day, from 1966, by the incomparable and mysterious mind of Toru Takemitsu, who thinks of his music as walking through a garden and experiencing the changes in light, pattern, and texture. Before that, more spatial atmospheres from Legacy for the Future, the groundbreaking documentary miniseries from 1977, if you just dropped in. Before that, a nice example of Takemitsu's handling of more traditional melodies, in this case a tango-like theme from Woman's Body from 1964. And then starting off the set with electronic music from Love, a 1963 anime.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Takemitsu and his group of avant-gardists distance themselves from academia while avoiding traditional Japanese music of the past that recalled the bitter memories of World War II. This is the Japanese New Wave. Takemitsu was drawn to the atonal music of Anton Webern, flexible rhythms of French Impressionist Claude Debussy, the indeterminate practices of John Cage, and the spooky, terrifying sounds of Bernard Herrmann. It doesn't stop there. Here's something a little out of the blue for Takemitsu, a swinging jazz tune. I guess it's the coolness that ties it into his DNA. This is from the noir thriller The Inheritance from 1962.
Thank you.
Melodic music from The River Kino from 1966, giving us some warmth and nostalgia with his timeless theme, reminding us of the eternal mood of music.
Oh!
Before that, music from Woman in the Dunes from 1964, a highlight of Japanese new wave avant-garde psychological thriller filmmaking, directed by Hiroshi Teshigahara, considered to be his masterpiece, and regarded as one of the greatest films of all time.
I bet it is.
It involves a woman living in sand dunes.
What?
And having to shovel it to stay alive and keep from getting buried.
All right.
Of course, there's a lot more than that. Takemitsu takes care of the overall sound design, involving music concrete techniques to give us that raw, gritty background. Some pretty cool symphonic drama before that from Training and Rest from Jose Torres, about a Puerto Rican boxer in New York. Music brings to mind kind of a Leonard Bernstein sound of psychological action. And then more mysterious music from Banished Orin before that. And highlights from Akira Kurosawa's Ran before that, which came later in 1985, an epic historical action film derived from Shakespeare's King Lear, crying out loud. Okay, well, here's something that might be mistaken for music from a French film with its classical Euro-pop melody. It'll settle somewhere in your head. From there will be music from a series of films that benefit from Takemitsu's sense of wonder, mystery, alienation, and exotic drifts. Here is On a Rainy Day. All right, here is a sequence of Supernatural Wonder from the River Kino from 1966, preceded by Empire of Passion, Banished Orin, Kayo, and starting off with On a Rainy Day. Hope you enjoyed the show today. This is The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shirley, coming to you out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. I do post my playlist if you want to see what any of this looks like spelled out. Just go online to xray.fm. And if you feel like sending me a text message, I'm at 971-220-KXRY. Jazz in the New Millennium coming up in a bit with Rick Mitchell. Let's wrap up today's featured Toru Takemitsu show by dipping back into some more music from The Face of Another from 1966. Woher kenn ich nicht, nicht mehr? Wo bist du? Wo bist du? Von gestern du.
This is DJ Andy Maximum. Tune in to Spirit of 79 Radio, where you can hear the best of rare punk and power pop music directly from vinyl. Every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. Or available 24/7 on the X-Ray Archives at xray.fm/spiritof79.
Every Tuesday